But as promised, here's the big one. Researchers in Cambridge have published a paper all about the antifungal properties of moose drool, the drool of mooses. Lead author on the paper is Dr. Andrew Tannen-Zapp, who's a lecturer from Cambridge University's Department of Plant Sciences, and he's with me now. Andrew, hello.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
I've given you a lot of billing here. Moose drool. That's the drool of mooses.
Yeah.
As in the large Canadian beasts.
Yeah.
And you're a Canadian yourself, of course.
I am as well, yeah.
So how do you get moose drool?
Well, all the drool that we worked with was collected by zoos that we partnered with in Canada during medical procedures when animals are anesthetized. Basically, they just clip their tongues, so they're not, I guess moose have really long tongues, and they don't want them to swallow it. And once you do that, they just sort of run like a faucet, I've been told. Right. And so you can just sort of go right next to them and just collect the saliva. I mean, there are other ways that were attempted with frozen bananas, but I can tell you conclusively that is an unsuccessful way to extract saliva from a moose.
So saliva, spittle, drool, whatever we call it, it's from the moose, which is a large animal. And no one, funnily enough, through history, no one's actually thought to look at the properties of moose drool, but you have. Well done, Andrew. And someone gave you a grant for this, but it's proven to be worthwhile.
I actually did it without
oh,
grant
you?
Money.
Oh, even better, so, top man. Yeah. And you discovered what?
So the work was really looking at these fungi that live within plants. So plants host a remarkable diversity of fungi within them. So if you grab your sort of average grass blade, it might have up to 10 different species of fungus growing inside of that blade.
Ordinary lawn grass,
probably, yeah. And for quite a long time, nobody really understood why those grasses lived in there, what their role was in interacting with the plants that hosted them. And about 30 years ago, there was a quite important discovery that a lot of these fungi that live within plants, in grasses in particular, there's one type of fungus that lives within grass leaves, and that produces toxic chemicals that the grasses are then able to use to deter animals from eating them. And in exchange, these fungus receives somewhere to live and nutrients that are collected by the plant. So there's been a lot of work looking at that interaction between this fungus and the plant.
And what does the moose do? What's the key thing of the moose drool?
Right. So the key thing of the moose drool is that nobody's really thought about the fact that large animals will be interacting directly with these fungi just by the way they feed on plants. And so what we found in our work was that moose drool, when you isolate the fungus from plants, moose drool slows down its growth. And then when you apply moose drool to whole plants, so you sort of run an experiment where you're simulating grazing, you're clipping plants and just painting saliva onto them, that those plants that receive the moose drool, their concentrations of these really nasty toxic chemicals is reduced by about 45% to 70%.
So there we have it now. If you've got problems with the fungi in your house and on your plants, get some moose drool. You heard it here first. Dr. Andrew Tannen-Zapp, amazing. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having me
all the way from Canada with that information. He also checked out why fish get fatter if they swim close to land with more forest cover. But that's for another night.
BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
Don't excite you too much. Vicky Galvin has the travel.